It's our business of the day here on KMCH, and today we find ourselves at Edgewood in a long-standing business, Delclay Farm Equipment. Jay Funky has been, you've been here since what?
I started here March 2nd of 1992. We're starting our 33rd year here.
But the business itself, Delclay, has a history that goes back into the late 40s.
Yeah, we bought the business from Dick Faust, and in 1974, Dick and Ray Tegler bought the implement business that had been here that had went out of business. But prior to that, it went back to 1947 with Paul Livingston. So we've been a New Holland dealer since 1947.
It's a family atmosphere that you've been able to keep and continue because you're building relationships each and every year with the farm families that are trusting you. I know planting season. I'm amazed that you and I are even having 5 seconds to talk here. Here because you guys are hopping busy right now.
Yeah, it's as planting season opens up, it always gets this way to where the first days are fairly hectic because that equipment all worked fine when we put it back in the shed. And for whatever reason, we pulled it out of the shed, put the grease gun to it, and now it doesn't want to work.
You mentioned New Holland, you mentioned AGCO in there, but that's just two of the many lines that you carry here at Delclay.
Yeah, we've had the AGCO line, which originally was the Alice Chalmers line. Paul Livingston had it going back a long time, and then they lost the Alice franchise in the mid-70s till about 1980 and 81, I believe, when they came back. They turned it into quite a business now. It's Massey Ferguson, White Planters, Gleaner Combine, Sunflower Tillage, and they've been a really good add-on for our business. We also have Bobcat skid loaders. If you're looking for a Bobcat, Bobcat's getting very aggressive, wanting to get out there and go after the business. We handle Landall tillage. We handle Drago corn heads. We have several other short lines. We have H&S for manure spreaders, rakes. We have Underfirth in the Parker grain carts and wagons. And we also handle Kawasaki. Kawasaki's been really good to us.
What line has really impressed you with performance and how the consumer has been responding?
Yeah, I have to say we added Kawasaki in 1994. Kawasaki has been very, very dependable. It has been a unit that you can send out to the customer and feel with confidence that it's going to work. If it moves, it breaks. I'd love to tell you that there's a piece of equipment that is indestructible, but that's not. But for the most part, Kawasaki has been exceptionally good.
You know, the backbone of your business not only is the lines, but it's the guys and gals that help when breaking happens. And you've got a very impressive team.
Yeah, we have a group right now of 7 service technicians, and we're just in the process of bringing in 2 more young guys here this summer. So we intend to be up to 9 service technicians in our shop. We also, in looking for the expansion, have added on to our existing building at Delclay. We've added on another 100 by 100 area to our shop. We've made it 22 to 23 foot tall so that we can get any large piece of equipment in there and fold out an auger or do whatever we may have to do. We're going to add some jib hoist to make it easier for the guys to work on and more efficient to work on our customers' equipment.
Since March of 1992, you've built a reputation that is stellar on service, on sales, on product. Consumers keep coming back.
Yeah, that's the important part. If you don't have that return customer, it doesn't matter. And we've had a lot of guys. Ray Tegler's been here since 1974, and he and I were having this conversation the other day. He has sold equipment to 4 generations of farmers, and that's something that's very impressive and very neat to have somebody who's been around to give that kind of guidance to the customers.
Good products backed by great service at the sales end and on the service side of things. Expanding facility, always learning and growing. It's the reason why they have been a part of this community since 1947 and why they celebrate 33 years here as a Funky-owned business.
And speaking on that expansion too, we didn't mention that we built 2 hoop buildings 2 years ago so that we offer storage for RVs or boats, whether it's wintertime or in the summer. They are 72 foot wide by 98 foot long, so we can get a lot of stuff in there.
Delclay Farm Equipment, we're so glad to be here. Jay, thank you so much. Our business of the day here on KMCH.